Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We are back in the Pack-A-Day Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11. Also, Middays with Thunder today. Pretty solid guest at 11:30 AM. Pat Murphy coming on at 11:30. That is an awesome guest for Thunder, so definitely make sure to check out that as well. But right now, we are being joined on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, the one and only Jake Burns, Browns Film Breakdown. You can find him on social media at Jake_Burns18. Jake, we had the opportunity to talk yesterday on your show. Welcome into the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Appreciate you joining us, my friend.
Of course, man. My pleasure.
Yeah, let's start with this Browns season so far. I know on paper, 0-2 hasn't exactly been the sexiest start for Cleveland, but walk me through what you've seen from this Cleveland Browns team in totality so far.
Yeah, it's a matter of expectations, Andy. It's a group that is, the most important position in football, pretty underwhelming in terms of what's there. Now there's some hidden, not necessarily hidden, but some unknowns about the two rookies they selected a little later in the draft. We'll see if those guys get a chance to play. But, the obvious expectation is that the Browns are maybe a year or two away. They've put together a pretty strong draft, which we can hit on some of those guys so far contributing. But the expectations are sort of low because they're working through the fallout and what comes with the Deshaun Watson stuff, and that he can't be a contributor in any way, shape, or form. So you go into this year, some solid veterans, some guys in place who you think can obviously still be a part of winning football, but obviously understanding the hindrance that they're dealing with at quarterback and trying to navigate that. Expectations have been in check. They should have won week one, in all honesty, outgained Cincinnati, doubled up their yardage, held the Bengals to 7 yards in the second half total. And that was, when Joe was healthy. So there's reason to believe they should be 1-1. They missed a kick in the second half. They had a couple balls hit receivers in the hands, bounced to defensive back. So some really weird fluky stuff happened in that game. Missed a 36-yard field goal that would have put you out in front with a couple minutes left. Baltimore's just a different class of organization right now. I think the way their roster stands, it's a group that's competing to get to the Super Bowl, and the Browns kept it close for like 2.5 quarters into the late third quarter before the floodgates opened a little bit there. So it's 0-2, understanding that there's a difference between the second opponent in terms of where the roster between the Browns and Ravens stand, but they could have easily beaten Cincinnati at home, where they traditionally the Browns do play a little better at home. That's most teams, obviously, but they just have defensively a better track record at home, because of the crowd volume and the snap count jumping that they do up front and that stuff that they're able to get off. So, it's about what we expected. And it's disappointing in some spots, but also some reasons for optimism as they try to kind of like retool the roster on the fly.
Yeah, I've certainly seen the same thing, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Let's start on offense, though. If I told you that the Browns won this game, what on offense were they able to accomplish to put up points against Green Bay?
Well, they'd be able to run it. They haven't been able to run efficiently for, like, you know, I wouldn't expect your fan base to remember this, but Nick, well, maybe you do, because it was on Monday Night Football. Nick Chubb had that gruesome knee injury at the start of 23. And since then, Nick was one of a kind, man, real creator in the run game, vision stuff that really helped them alleviate some of the stressful run stuff that they like to put in place, which I consider outside zone a stressful run. It's got a lot of cuts, got a lot of reads, got a lot of things that are dependent on other things. And from there, it's gone downhill efficiency-wise, and they haven't been able to find it. They have been using different players over the course of the 23 and 24 seasons that haven't rendered much success. Jerome Ford, one of them. They drafted a couple guys. Quinshon Judkins, who's now back and playing and should be playing this week again. And then Dylan Sampson in the same draft, which is so rare, trying to retool the running back room. If they win this game, it's because they're able to run it. The first 2 weeks has not been efficient run game. And the pathway to Browns wins is running it efficiently, taking care of the football, and then taking some advantageous shots downfield off of run game efficiency. And they haven't had much run game efficiency. So if you're asking me, like, what does it look like? Well, they take care of the ball. They've lost the turnover battle 2 weeks in a row, and they've given turnovers in really rough spots. One interception last week returned to their 5-yard line, another fumble scooped and taken to the house. The two interceptions against the Bengals, like I said, hit the hands of receivers and popped, unfortunately, right into the hands of Bengals defensive backs. So they've really beat themselves for two straight weeks. So it's really taking care of the football. Can they find some run game efficiency and then build some of that play action, run action, pass off of that stuff? So that's the world they need to get better at to live in. They've been dropping Joe Flacco back 45 to 50 times a game. And no offense to Joe, his advanced age and his lack of mobility at this point, you can't consistently live in West Coast staple passing where you're throwing between 0 to 7 yards down the field. Teams will eventually sit in low hole cover threes and take it away in man coverage to make you have to hold on to it past two and a half into the 3 second range. And if they're living in that world again, it's the third quarter and Joe's got 31 dropbacks already, it's probably not a good place for the Browns.
No, I think you're probably right in that assessment. And yeah, if Cleveland wants to take one more week to kind of get some of those issues ironed out, we certainly wouldn't mind it either. But we're being joined by Jake Burns, Browns Film Breakdown. You can find him on social media at Jake_Burns18. Let's flip it around. Defensively, what does Cleveland need to do to, you know, Green Bay's offense has been fine, good. They've scored 27 points per game in both their games. It certainly hasn't been bad, but they haven't exactly been clicking on all cylinders either. What does Cleveland's defense need to do to kind of keep this close and, again, give them a chance to win this game?
Well, on offense, I talked about taking the run and producing some results that are meaningful to creating opportunities off of it. I think it's, again, they've had against Chase Brown week one, against Derrick Henry, they held to 20 yards in week two. They've shut down the run, and I think if you can keep Josh Jacobs bottled up and make it a one layered concept that they really take away some of the second level guys, the linebackers and safeties getting creeping closer to the line of scrimmage, getting involved in some of those run action looks, because LaFleur is as good as anybody at scheming up some of those mirrored run pass looks. If you can get the run game as a net negative, keep that separation in place, and then be able to defend the pass a little bit more efficiently, I think that gives them a chance, probably largely because they can get after the quarterback. This front is really good. I would consider this group as talented top to bottom as anyone in the league. I mean, it's right there. I know you guys are pushing the envelope on that a little bit. Maybe slow down if you could for a week, like you asked me a second ago. You could take a break on that. But no, I mean, Miles is at the peak of his powers. He's been so efficient the first 2 weeks. He just creates chaos. They got another young guy named Isaiah McGuire on the opposite side, a mid-round pick who's really coming into his own, good length in the run game, really shuts down edges. And then he plays so hard. Compliments Miles well. Inside, Mason Graham, the fifth overall pick, is starting to figure things out, producing especially in the run game. Really hard to block because he just knows how schemes work and he knows where to take angles. Then they have Malik Collins, who's a veteran. But as far as the veteran market goes and pass rushing interior players, he's really good. So they like those four. They really like rotating in Shelby Harris, who's a veteran they like. They got this young kid named Aiden Huntington, who's a UDFA, who just is a firecracker, undersized, but play so hard and really create some disruption. And then they got some other pieces like Alex Wright, who's another young player they've developed and brought along, and they've gotten a lot of production from those guys. And when they can really tee off, they made life difficult on Lamar and they made life really difficult on Joe Burrow week one, especially, like I said, at home, where you get the silent counts, you have to tap the center, you get those more anticipatory jumps. You can put Green Bay into just a ton of a high volume of second and pass, third and pass situations. that's probably where the Browns find some success. If Josh Jacobs and the group are able to find run game efficiency and keep that sort of balance in check, that's a dangerous place to be because of, like I said, the designs and concepts that I think LaFleur puts in place that can really put a stress on you at the second and third levels of just kind of remaining true to your responsibility.
You're hearing from Jake Burns, Browns film breakdown. Follow him on social media at Jake_Burns18. Now, Cleveland's living in a lot of man coverage, a lot of cover one on the back end of that defense. That obviously puts some stress on guys like Greg Newsome, Denzel Ward, etc. How do you feel about the corners in the secondary kind of holding up from their side of things, especially when it comes to man coverage?
Well, yeah, Jim Schwartz is just, it's been his MO for 3 years. That's what he loves. He loves to put pressure on quarterback. He's had three great defensive lines, and that's their envelope. Is like, we're going to make you hold on to it a beat longer than you want to and try to create chaos up front. And so, yeah, it's been tough. They lost a young man named Martin Emerson going into the final year of his rookie deal. He tore his Achilles in the preseason. Really kind of put some stress on this group. I think if they were chasing things, Andy, like they thought, because it doesn't matter what I think, if they thought they were a playoff team or a contender, they probably would have signed another corner. They right. didn't. They're giving young guys an opportunity. So Martin leaves a void outside. They took Greg Newsome, who they took in the first round of the 21 draft, who they moved inside when they selected Emerson because Emerson had played so well, put him back outside. So Greg and Denzel Ward, and I think Denzel's as good as any corner in the league as far as pure coverage goes, those two are fine. They're good players. They'll be fine. They've been fine to start the year. I think Greg is more comfortable outside across Denzel. They'll travel them. They'll move them. They're not really restricted to one side. They're fluid and they're good. The problem is that last week, a young man named Cam Mitchell, they took out of Northwestern 3 years ago, and then a young man named Miles Harden, who they took from South Dakota State, a nice player, had a good Senior Bowl prep and all that stuff. Actually, he was a Shrine Bowl guy, but they put those two into the primary slot corner roles. And last week they threw four touchdowns. Baltimore did. It was against those two guys, three of which came against Mitchell, one against Harden. Now, again, DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best ball chasers we've seen in the league in the last decade, had a couple winning plays, but they really schemed those guys up. I expect LaFleur to go after them when they're on the field. They will rotate in some big nickel stuff. They've got some veteran safeties. Devontae Kaye, who's been in the league for a while, they'll play a little bit at free. And then Rayshon Jenkins, who's been in the league for a little bit there too, they'll play some big nickel. But I think, like, again, against teams that don't live in heavy personnel, they have to play a corner. I think it's Cam Mitchell and Miles Harden play better because they do live in man. They want to be in that world, and they got it. They you know, you're as good as your weakest link. And to the credit of Todd Monken in Baltimore last year, they really isolated those two players and took advantage of them.
After zero catches a week ago by Matthew Golden and him playing more in the slot now, I would expect Matthew Golden in the slot against those two corners to have a lot more targets this week if that kind of comes to fruition as well. All right, Jake, let's look at special teams really quick. What do we need to know? I know DeAndre Carter has got the concussion issue right now that's kind of clouding him, but how does that affect the return units, and where do you see the special teams at right now for Cleveland?
Well, it was a good week one, except for they didn't make kicks, so they let go of Dustin Hopkins before the season, a veteran who was really good for them in 23, uneven in 24, and then was really not good in the preseason again. So they had to let him go. They keep a young man named Andre Schmidt. He made everything in the preseason, made the first two kicks, and then misses a PAT in the second half against the Bengals, misses a 36-yarder. They lose 17-16. It's just some crushing stuff there. I mean, he was better in week two, but then all of the other elements failed. They gave up a punt block in the first half, which absolutely was crippling to the situation, kind of trying to keep the scoreboard close. Gives Baltimore the ball down to the 20-yard line. They score a touchdown. So I think they've been below average. You can't give up punt blocks. You certainly are trying to get better, I think, at the kickoff system. They haven't had any kick returns pop. And DeAndre Carter has been fine in punt return. He was, like, I think in week one, he was among the top five in punt return yard average. So that's fine. But he, like you said, I don't think he's going to play this week. So
right.
You're probably removing him from the equation. They put a young man named Isaiah Bond back there to take punts when he left that game abruptly last week. So, I mean, Bond can run, but he's a young guy. He looked really uncomfortable fielding punts just because it's his first action doing that in the league, and it got thrown on him in the middle of a game, early portion of a game. We'll see if they keep doing that. I wouldn't – there's not a return guy I would be largely afraid of here if I were Green Bay. The punt stuff has been good. Corey Bohorquez is his name. Has really been one of the league's best in the last few years. And trust me, the Browns have needed it. But he, on that punt block, got a little dinged up last week. He's not on the injury report, so I think he's fine. But he didn't punt very well last week because I think he got a little beat up on that punt block. But we'll see if he bounces back. But the Browns have to be better there. They've got to, like, Andy, this is a team that doesn't have explosion on offense. So you got to control the football. You got to be able to run it. You got to be able to make, you know, opposing offenses really work. And you got to win special teams. They got to win on the margins is what I continue to say about them. And through 2 weeks, they've turned it over too much. The special teams hasn't been good enough. And the only thing that they've been able to rely on is a pretty strong defense. So if they can't play complementary football, they can get to the point with any of these games where they go from being in a 10-7 or 13-7 game until all of a sudden it's 35-13. And you're like, well, how did that happen? Well, you know, you turned it over a couple times and this stuff, you know, compounds in the NFL. So their margin for error is thin. And I think they need to recognize that a bit more.
Well, the good news for you guys, the Packers special teams was not great last week either. So there could be some opportunity for Cleveland to bounce back in a special teams way this week. A couple quick ones before we get you out of here. First of all, Jake, I know you've started studying the tape and looking at the Green Bay Packers as well. What have been your impressions of the Packers so far?
Well, I mean, again, your folks know this. So you guys are the expert in your area. The pass rush is just, it's swarming, man. And they do such a good job of creating disruption and then closing it off so quickly. And not that you're expecting Joe Flacco to get out and create on his own, but like, even if you had a guy who's a mover out of the pocket, and I think this will show up for you guys later in the year and obviously into the playoffs, is that ability to disrupt vertically in the pass game, but then be able to adjust on the fly. Because what I talk about with the guys, and I don't know, I can't speak for Jordan Love so much, but it's like the AFC has these special quarterbacks that create two plays, right? There's the initial play when you drop back, hey, we're reading out this concept front side to back side. And then they have this Josh Allen, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes world where they ultimately just create a second play on the fly. They can get out of the pocket, scramble drill, find somebody. And that world is really frustrating. I think the Packers have this now ability. And what I've noticed is like they have so many young athletes and vertical disruptors in the pass game that they can get you out of that ability to find a second play within a play, which is something you need, especially if you find your way into the AFC or the NFC Championship and into the Super Bowl, is to cut that stuff off, because that's where games can swing so drastically when you face those like transformer type quarterbacks where that stands out significantly. I think the coverage stuff has been better than people are giving it credit for at this point. So I'm concerned about, can Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman and the tight ends and Njoku and Fannin, can they get separation? Can the Browns get rid of the football in time? If you got a lot of holding on to the rock, it's going to be a long day for the Cleveland offense. And I think that's what, if I were Green Bay, and I know it's a primary zone coverage team, take away the shorter portions of the field. Play more cover two, play more cover three, where you're flooding bodies into that like 0-10. Because the Browns have been completely uncomfortable pushing it past the 0-10. They'll throw some digs. They'll throw some in-breakers. But they don't love living in a world where they're hanging on to it 3.5 seconds and throwing it downfield. So that's defensively where I'm concerned. And then on offense, I mean, it's just the efficiency of creating illusion. And they're doing a really good job with that. And obviously, you can lean into Jacobs, who, like you said on my show yesterday, man, he's just like Nick in the world where we were living in with a great back, where they take the zeros and the ones and turn them into fours and fives, and those just have a compound effect over time. So I think it's paramount for the Browns to stop him from getting going and keep that part of the game bottled up and put it all on Jordan, who can do it, who can find a way, but can they efficiently make it a one-phase game? If they don't, and like I said, there's more balance there and they're leaning into getting into those special situations where you can deploy different pass catchers into those spots that they're best at, I get really concerned at that spot. So, I from afar, and I'm not saying this because I'm coming on your show, you can check my pod in the preseason. I'm a believer in what they were doing before Micah, and I think this is just a trade that helped amplify the confidence of everybody, and it's a group that's playing clearly very, with a bunch of belief in who they are and where they're going. And the hope here for me is that the Browns are catching them when the offense is not quite going as well as it needs to be, and they can make it a close con.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Contest, and then it can turn it into a coin flip. But yeah, I mean, I certainly like where Green Bay's headed.
Before we get you out of here, Jake, final prediction for the game?
I mean, I think it's like a 24-14, something like that. Okay. I think it's if the Browns can get to 20, I think it turns into a game. I think that that's that you can make, if you can, like you said yesterday, if they can create some ugly score or a short field opportunity, a block or a long return or a strip sack, something like that, that could put them into a spot where they create a short field would help them significantly. But it's a 7.5 line this morning. That probably feels right. I would take probably the under on the game total because I think the defenses are pretty good, but I still think the margin, something along 10 points, is probably what feels right to me at this point.
I would certainly take that. Jake, where can we find all of your incredible work?
Yeah, simple, man. We're just at brownsfilmbreakdown.com. If your folks are in the world of caring about mediocre AFC North football, you can find us there. You know, we keep on keeping on. I like to just study content or study the league and study the flow of play concept. It's a big film site, so that's what we do through Substack. But yeah, just at Twitter, Jake_Burns18, and brownsfilmbdn, because you can't spell out the whole breakdown there. So yeah, that's where we're at, man. Thanks for having me. I love your work, Andy. I think you do a great job, man, and I'm happy we can connect. It's a bummer we only get every 4 years to do this.
Hey, we're just a few plays away from Packers Browns Super Bowl, so maybe we'll get to do it again at the end of the year. You know, you never quite know.
Just a few.
Yeah, exactly. Jake, I appreciate it a ton. Thanks so much for coming on, and hopefully next time they play, we'll be able to do it again, and hopefully something sooner than then.
Yeah, my pleasure, Andy, man. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Likewise. Thanks so much. That is Jake Burns. Again, you can follow him on social media at Jake_Burns18. A huge shout out to him for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. We got more coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.